Centralia Locker Room Chat time here on KMZA. It's the high school basketball season, joined now by Centralia girls coach, that is Dusty Thompson. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise as well. Centralia, the defending state champs, but coach, I'm sure you've forgotten about it. Maybe not so much forgotten about it, but it's a new year and expectations probably the same, but it's a kind of a new look for your team here as you look to defend that state championship. Just how excited are you to get back on the floor here on Friday night to begin the new year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we've been talking not about necessarily last year, but, you know, where we finished and what we've got to do and do differently this year if we're going to get back to that same position. So, and the girls have been great in practice so far working towards that.
Yeah, Owen Dieters, of course, sensational senior, tremendous high school basketball player, now playing collegiately at Benedictine. But you still bring a good core back that played a lot of minutes in that state title run. Who are some of the girls you're most excited seeing another year here on the floor starting on Friday night?
Oh, you know, we've got a good mix in there. You know, Hayden Kramer will run the point now this year and get some help from Maya tanking off the bench and stuff. And we look for her with her speed and her size to do some things, you know, that a little different than what Owen did last year, but things that make her better this year. And, you know, we've got Josie Haverkamp, obviously a big post player that is great around the basket. She can shoot the ball from outside too and causes a lot of matchup problems when she extends things. And, you know, I know we've got some girls that are going to have to step into roles. You know, Cora Thompson's going to have to find a way to shoot the ball just a little bit more this year and maybe play some guard and some post both. And Milena Becker, especially early, is going to have to, you know, play some significant minutes. Tava had some hip problems this summer, and I think it'll be Christmas break before she gets cleared to come back, and then we'll get another 5'11" girl in there. So, you know, we've got some depth and we've got some experience, and it'll be interesting to see how they find that role this year.
Yeah, you guys were super battle tested last year, and your schedule here prior to the Christmas break is no slouch, and you guys are going to find out pretty quickly here over the next couple of weeks, you know, where your team is at before that holiday break, and it'll start with Nemaha on Friday night. But we talk about the Thunder, St. Mary's, Silver Lake, Valley Heights, Clifton, Clyde. I mean, those are your first five games. That is legit competition you're seeing here in the first couple of weeks of the year. Just what's your thoughts on getting these kind of matchups early on before the break?
Oh, I love them. You know, I tell people all the time, we play anybody before Christmas if it means that we know exactly what we need to work on over Christmas break when we've got the time to get better. So, yeah, it's a great matchup. You know, NC going to play a lot of man. They have in the past. They're going to be scrappy, and St. Mary's will be a little different without the big girl this year, you know. So we'll see what they've got. And Silver Lake is obviously, they were state runner up last year, and it was a heck of a ball game here last year. And we go down there, and, you know, so it's exciting to see what these girls can do early on and how they match up, how they handle some adversity and stuff. And then, like I said, we'll get to Christmas break and work on those things we need to work on to get ready for the league and league tournament and so forth.
Great stuff. As always, that is Dusty Thompson, Centralia girls basketball coach, defending 1A Division I champs. Their season gets going Friday night at home against Nemaha Central. Coach, we appreciate the few minutes. Congrats on all the success, of course, last year, but it's a new year, and things are going to get going this week. So thanks again for joining us here, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thank you.